that's a good record for the weather, man.
It is, man.
I like it.
It is. I like that. I like the weather. I'm ready for the weekend right now. Be honest with you.
Well, it's Tuesday, so let's not do that. You've already done the Thursday gimmick.
You
started stretching it to Wednesday at like 6 o'clock.
Yeah, because you see it. I don't see it right now.
Let's hold off on bringing the weekend in on Tuesday.
Just to be fair, I don't see the weekend right now. I'm just saying I'm ready for it.
I'm just, man, with vibes like we have, this is what we pay taxes for, is when it hits 75 for the first time. Now it's going to be different when the temperature goes up 30 more degrees. But
I'm not even that mad at that, though. You know me. Make it hot, as Marlon once said on the Wayans Brothers.
I'm not mad at that. Sweating for no reason, like you're standing at the free throw line in the fourth quarter.
I'm going to be in air conditioning.
Yeah, unless we're at Soul Bloom last year. Geez. Oh, my God.
Thank God for that second day when it was overcast.
Yeah, it's D'Lo McKC here on 102.5 KSFM, number one for hip-hop and R&B. Corners of the Culture. That Bruno Mars story, true or false, coming up here in just a heartbeat.
Yeah, and Chris Brown. You talk about too hot. When you talk about summer too hot, he's going to be at the Golden 1 Center July 30th. Probably the biggest night of the summer this year in Sacramento. And we got your tickets. You listen for us to give you that cue to call. When you hear that, you want to be calling number 9 to 916-909-1025 for your chance to see Chris Brown at the Golden 1 Center.
Hey, what's up?
Hey,
what's up?
Yo.
The latest news in hip-hop and R&B. It's Corners of the Culture.
On 102.5 KSFM.
Number one for hip-hop and R&B.
This Bruno Mars story that emerged over the weekend got a little crazier yesterday. To catch you up, a slightly detailed report came out from News Nation saying Bruno was $50 million in debt to MGM. Report cited an anonymous source close to the situation that said Mars allegedly made $90 million a year through his residencies at MGM, but was using a large chunk of that profit to pay off his gambling debt. Quote, he only will make like $1.5 million per night after taxes, the report claimed. MGM basically owned him. Those are quotes. A spokesperson for MGM yesterday told Variety, those allegations are completely false, as Mars has no debt to MGM at all. Now, Bruno's been performing Las Vegas residency since 2016 and has a multi-year partnership with MGM Resorts. Also, Bruno and the casino recently partnered to launch the Pinky Ring Cocktail Bar and Entertainment Lounge inside the Bellagio Hotel and Casino. That is very difficult to get into, and the venue features live performances that are all curated by Bruno Mars. So, despite the reports from the weekend, sounds like everything is on the up and up for Mr. 24K. Stay caught up on everything going on in and around hip-hop, even the gossip and rumors, with Corners of the Culture, Monday through Friday, right here on D'Lo McKC. Latest from SZA right there.
SZA.
D'Lo McKC on 102.5 KSFM. Number one for hip-hop and R&B. You buying this Bruno Mars story at all? Said he was $50 million in debt to the MGM.
So, I don't know. I don't know, to be honest with you, because I want to believe, you know, MGM, I think, came out and was like, no, don't listen to rumors or anything like that.
That's a pretty strong denial.
Well, it was. That's what gave me pause. But the story was very specific. That's what makes me think it could be true. I don't know yet. I don't mean to sit on the fence, but I don't know. I hope it's not true.
The story, I think, was specific because it used numbers. The $90 million that they said he makes on residencies, and they're basically, essentially, they made it sound like they were garnishing his wages.
Right.
Oh, no, that didn't check out for me. They said he makes about $1.5 million per show because they're taking so much money from him because of the debt. And it's like, I don't know what News Nation is.
Right.
That was the other thing. I was like, And once that stuff, the Bruno in debt story was really, really loud. The MGM denial was really, really quiet. Like, they went to Variety. Like, I don't know what News Nation is, but they went to Variety and were like, yeah, this is not true. This is not even remotely true. It didn't get circulated on the same little aggregated, websites and Twitter accounts like the Bruno's in debt story did.
Yeah, and I mean, that's one of those things where, you know, who cares about the truth when the lie is more entertaining? I don't...
Well, that's facts.
That's a lot of... The other thing that gives me pause about that, that's a lot of money. That's a lot of money to be in debt. I don't... Like off of, and didn't they say it was like off of gambling?
Yeah.
That's a lot of money to be in debt on gambling.
A lot of markers.
Yeah.
That's like, a lot of markers. That on, even man. At some point, MGM's going to be like, hey, big dog.
Right. Like, if they let it get to $50 million, like, nah, man.
They got to $50 million. Hey, this has gone too far.
That's a lot of money. That's what makes me not believe it. If they would have said, like, $1.2 million or something like that, it's a little more believable. $50 million?
Yeah.
Come on.
Chris Brown, he's going to be at the Golden 1 Center, and we've got your tickets.
That's right. You're listening for us to give you that cue to call to see one of the kings of R&B, Chris Brown, at the Golden 1 Center July 30th. Make sure you stay tapped into us because that opportunity to get those tickets is coming really, really soon.
Bringing you all the positive vibes for hip-hop and R&B, and right here in Sacramento and surrounding areas, it's KC's Corner.
On 102.5 KSFM.
Number one for hip-hop and R&B.
We got more fallout from the NAACP Image Awards, this time from DDG and Halle Berry, as DDG brought his partner, Halle Berry, to tears after he created a personal award show to honor her work. After Haley received three nominations at the NAACP Image Awards without winning any, DDG decided to give his partner her own show. Sure enough, she swept every category. He went to IG Live, I think it was, to explain why he thought she should have won at least one of the awards she was nominated for.
Me and Haley went to the NAACP Awards, and she got nominated for three awards. She also got nominated for a Grammy earlier in the year or whatever. But I was kind of mad that she didn't win because I feel like she should have won at least one of the awards. She won the Color Purple one, but that's like a group trophy. It's not the same as your own. And I was very, very upset that she didn't win, knowing how much of an impact she made on Black community last year, and it's in a Black award show, and she was kind of down and out about it, and I'm like, man, you ain't gotta forget them awards, they ain't nothing. She should have won something, so I took it upon myself to come to Hollywood and get her an award myself.
Made some good points. Now DDG, being the good boyfriend that he is, decided to take matters into his own hands and create an award show at their home honoring Haley with awards like Best Cat Sitter and Best Woman. He then brought their son Halo out to give the Little Mermaid star the last award of the show. Using his best baby voice, he said, "I want to give this award for the best one ever. This award goes to the one and only Haley Bailey for the Best Mother Award." It was very, very kind of DDG to try and pick up Haley in this moment, and he was 100% correct with what he said. It did feel like she should have came away with something. I'm not saying that to say someone shouldn't have won an award, but it just feels like Haley deserves something. Either way, she seems to have a good, loving boyfriend and a loving son, and she's good with that. Good job, DDG.